Blog Talk Radio.
Station, and I'm Aphrodite North. I welcome you to our show tonight. I have a couple people on hold already for some readings with me. My partner Jacqueline has not yet signed in, but she was traveling from Florida to Ohio this week. I haven't heard from her. I hope everything's fine. But for right now, I want to fill you in on a couple of things that are going on in the heavens that I had put up when I created the show this week. And one of the wonderful things we have going on is we have a grand trine in water. And it's interesting because it's Saturn, the great teacher, which is retrograde in Scorpio. It's trining Jupiter, the planet of good fortune and abundance in the sign of Cancer, which has a lot of compassion. And Chiron, the wounded healer, which is not a planet, it's not an asteroid, it's a planetoid. And what this does is it helps us to awaken our intuition. It helps us to use everything that we've learned, everything that we've taught, and all the episodes of life. Because Chiron, the wounded healer, says, out of this lesson, I have grown. I have chosen to heal. And now I will help all of those that are a few steps back on the path for me to find their way. And Jupiter, the planet of good fortune and abundance, just indicates that this can be a great blessing for yourself as well as those that you care about, that you love. It's interesting tonight because the moon just entered Taurus, and I love it when the moon's in Taurus. It's exalted there. It creates a stabilization. It's only in there about 18 minutes right now, but I'm sure it's going to get comfortable there tonight. It's a nice stabilization because it brings common sense, stability of emotion and mood. It also can stimulate our creative arts, the things that we want to do, whether we want to put flowers in our living room, go out in our garden, get a beauty treatment. I say that selfishly, because I want one. So the heavens tonight are actually fairly quiet. There's a beautiful trine between also the Sun in Gemini and Mars in Libra. And Mars is direct now, and we've been waiting for that for a long time. So it helps our concept of fairness to return to us, to try and understand circumstances that have seemed that they weren't fair, that things were out of phase, that there had to be something cosmic going on that was working against us. So now we're moving towards a greater point of peace. I welcome you to the show, and I don't know if my friend Jacqueline's going to be able to sign on or not. I hope that she's okay in her travels, because there have been some tornado warnings and some storm warnings in Ohio where she was headed, and I have not heard from her. So we're going to put her in the light as we go ahead and move on to our first caller. Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can I help you?
Hi, Aphrodite. How are you? It's Danielle.
Hey, Danielle, how you doing?
I'm doing okay.
Yeah? How are you feeling these days?
I'm doing okay today.
Good. That's what I want to hear. So what special question do you have for me tonight?
Can you help me with Aaron's chart?
Okay. All right, let me pull him up on screen here.
Yeah, he's driving me crazy.
Well, this is the norm, right?
I know, right? He's calling me, telling me he loves me, calling me his wife, wants me to come back to Roanoke, and blowing up my phone.
I thought you were seeing someone else special these days.
I am. He knows about it. He's real jealous now.
Well, course, you know. If you've established something, and obviously this person has invested some emotions in you, so I think that that's a normal reaction.
Yeah, he's been
dethroned.
Fall into
that. Yeah, right? Okay. What's going on right now in Aaron's chart? His Libra sun is being directly opposed by almost degree in minute, within 1 degree orb of Venus in Aries. Okay? And so oppositions present opportunity, or they encourage you to create opportunity, and opposites do attract in the zodiac. Okay? So because you have never stepped out of character, you're just you, Danielle, that's why all of a sudden all this fire has kind of come back. Okay?
Oh.
Right? Now, Mars was retrograde, and it went direct this week, too. And it's also in the sign of Libra, transiting his first house. Okay? And so my feeling is, again, that whatever he's been processing, whatever you've been processing, whatever you've both been doing and stuff like that, all of a sudden now he's looking for love.
Well, he knows where to find it.
He's going through Saturn return this year. And,
yeah.
He's going through Saturn return this year, and this is the time to reevaluate what you want to invest in. Okay? Do you want to go back to school? Do you want to create your own business? Do you want to get married and have a baby? I mean, when a person goes through their Saturn return, it's about establishing something for the long term. And right now, Saturn's retrograde in Scorpio. Okay? And so now, he's looking at his lifestyle since you left and realizing that that was something that he probably didn't really want to let go of.
Mm.
So, that being said, you have one of two choices here as far as the way that you're going to deal with the situation, okay? You can talk him out of it, or try to. Good luck with that. Or you can just validate that you do deeply care about him, but you started a new life. But either way, you're going to have to stand your ground for the best results.
Right.
Mars passed over his natal Venus in Libra. Well, it's been over a couple of times, but with Mars being retrograde and now going direct, but it turned around very near his Venus. So that's why, again, he was going back to a time when things were better. He had a partner. He had a daily experience. Okay? So apparently he's pretty lonely, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, begging me.
I know. But the only thing you can decide for, you can't make a decision for him. You can only make a decision for you and what you desire. Okay?
Right.
Because love that works takes two. Okay?
Right.
And so you have to decide if you want to reinvest in that relationship or take what you've learned from it and utilize it to develop yourself and your current relationship. And
right.
You're the only one that can make that decision.
Right.
So where do your feelings lie?
Well, I've seen our future together, so that's what I see, that we're going to be getting married later on and being happy together.
Well, can you just pause for a moment, because Jacqueline just signed on. I'd like her to take a look at it with us, okay?
Okay.
Hold on.
Okay.
Hey, Jacqueline.
Hi,
I'm glad
there.
You're okay. I'm talking to Danielle, and she's got some questions about Aaron and all that stuff. I said, let me grab her and get her impression.
Okay. I didn't know his name, and so I didn't pull him up.
Okay.
I heard it
data.
Was Danielle.
Yeah. Well, his name is Aaron. Aaron.
Uh-huh.
His birthday is October 20th of 1985. He's born at 5:30 a.m. in Roanoke, Virginia.
Okay. Now I'll get a chance to look at that. But I have to say that I agree with Aphrodite. You know, here again, you say, yeah, I know we're supposed to be together, and we will be together, but it is a matter of free choice. Okay, and I will say that about the two of you is that you do have a choice of whether if this is the lifestyle you want or if this is what you want. And I think you need to look at that as really, what do you want out of your life again, like Aphrodite said? I mean, he makes you look, with his Mars and Virgo in your second house, he makes you look within your personal values and beliefs and to show those boundaries and limits of where your personal values and beliefs, you know, are. And that in itself is a great gift, no matter what happens in the process of it. I agree with Aphrodite that this whole thing has been going back and forth. Pluto has been really messing with him as far as going back and forth over his Venus. And so there's some direction that, you know, he needs to figure out for himself. And here again, I say that, you know, you don't have to listen to everything that he does or everything that he says. You have to go with what you feel is right.
Right.
And the reason that you're having so much difficulty deciding is because right now the Gemini Sun is sitting on your Mars, okay? And it's forming all these trines to your Saturn, and his Venus sits on your Saturn. So for you to try and figure this out logically, call us, oh yes, I get all that. But the big thing is remember that you want peace. You don't want to live always in the drama zone, always thinking that maybe or may not, he might be with another person because he's not certain. And until he is certain, he's calling you into stress. He's not calling you with confidence and surety. And that disturbs me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Again, you have to stand your personal values and beliefs and really stand still on those for this to be successful and for you to get the relationship that you truly want out of it.
Okay.
I would delay decisions at this time. Plus, you know, Mercury is getting ready to go retrograde on June 8th. In Gemini, in Cancer, but it's going to back up into Gemini. So this can be a time, again, that it might take you time to weigh this out. Allow yourself that time. Don't feel like it's an emergency, okay? Because he tends to try and put that on you, and then you feel like he's in crisis mode, and your inner healer wants to step in, of course, because that's who you are. But you have to say to yourself, wait a minute, I'm not the only person that can help him with his issues.
Right.
And he might be better off getting some objective advice, like you did tonight calling in and talking to us on the show. He might be better off getting some objective advice from someone that's kind of in the know.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, because I consulted the I Ching. I've learned the I Ching now, and it says, and I asked about me and Eric, and I asked about me and Aaron. Well, it says me and Aaron are husband and wife, and that me and Eric we're connected, but we can't join because there was no beginning. And there's too much diversity. So it keeps going back to me marrying Aaron. And you said I could change the energy, but I just don't know how much of the energy I can change because...
That's how come you have to stay close to your true self, is because you don't want to have to change yourself to make this relationship work. That is the trick here. You want it to come to you on your terms. And I'll even add to it that Saturn in Scorpio is still retrograde at this time, so slow and steady wins the race here. I agree with Aphrodite again about the urgency of this. Anytime he does something that's urgent, I would be concerned because right now it's a slow process. It's not something that's going to shift overnight.
Right. Okay.
You have to determine the depth and the integrity of his intention between now and the end of July. Pace yourself.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, guys.
Just so you don't get hurt again. Okay, love. We love you. We'll talk soon, okay?
Okay, love you too. Bye.
Bye-bye. She's such a darling. And that's been such an ongoing issue.
Oh, yeah.
I'm glad you signed on. Are you okay? How'd the trip go?
Oh, the trip went great. It's just been crazy busy since I've been here. And it took a little longer to get back than from where we were today than what we had anticipated. Traffic is very heavy. So I'm sorry, everybody. I was late.
No, that's fine. You ready for the next one?
Okay, let's do it.
Okay. Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can we help you?
Hi to the both of you. This is Ibatara. How are you?
Good. Say your name again.
My question is Ibatara.
Okay. Your question is?
My question is, how is this water trying going to affect me?
And I don't have you on my, I didn't keep you for some reason, so let's try it again. What's your birth date?
5853.
And what time were you born?
12:45 a.m.
12:45 a.m.
Yeah, 12:45 a.m.
And what city?
Chicago, Illinois.
Chicago. Okay.
And you, where do you live now?
Denver, Colorado.
I remember
that.
That's the
thought.
Only thing I remember. When you said Chicago, I go, oh, Denver.
Yeah.
I knew it had to be a relocation there.
Okay.
Oh, you've got that little Pisces moon. I forgot about that.
Yeah,
my second house.
It's so sweet. Well, I think there's good news and bad news with this grand trine for you. And the one thing that I want to say is that because Saturn, which is retrograde and part of the grand trine, is squaring your Pluto. So you're going to be called to look at how you want to experience increased intimacy in your relationships. Are you in a relationship now?
You said
increased intimacy. Increased intimacy in your relationship.
Increased.
Yes.
Okay.
Are you in a relationship now?
I'm not in a relationship.
Okay.
No.
So are there things that you haven't resolved from a former relationship?
No, I've resolved everything that I know of.
Oh, good. Good. Okay. So have you been thinking that you want to create a relationship?
Yeah, I'm open to a relationship.
Okay.
I like the way you say that.
It's not a priority, but I'm open to it.
Okay.
You know what I said? It's not a priority, but I'm open to a relationship.
I am going to say this because the transiting Saturn in that trine is in sextile to your rising. Okay? And that sextile goes to your moon. And so I can see where Aphrodite's coming from as far as the transformation and change of relationships. I think that you're going to try a more practical form as far as how you're going to go about. And I do feel that you're correct, that you're open, but I think you need to be a little bit more open. I think you need to believe is the key factor here, is that it's more of a belief. I think you're open to it, but you're skeptical is what I'm trying to say with that.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes,
okay.
I get that too.
And so where I find this grand trine working for you is, what are you doing for a living? Because I find this going in your day-to-day work, your career, and your personal values and beliefs and really enhancing that work environment. So what are you doing for a living?
Right now I'm not working. I just go to school, and I'll be graduating. I should be graduating in May of 2014.
Yeah, so May of 2014?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, 2015, and
okay.
I'm starting to write a book this year.
Good.
Love that.
That's what
Love
I want
that.
To see.
Yeah. See, you are
this
a writer,
a good time for that.
And you need to be in a relationship with someone that wants to know your story. That wants to really look into you, okay? And maybe writing the book is the key to create that. Because here you are giving a part of yourself into your book, and you want somebody to respect and love that part of you that reaches out on that wonderful communication aspect of your nature.
Well, you know, Aphrodite, that is probably where some of that hesitation has come from, because, you know, my gifts are like coming, you know, I'm not the same woman that I was even 2 weeks ago. And I'm so much more open to my gifts and, you know, and how I even look at life. So I think that's where the hesitation is coming from. It's not so much that I don't want a relationship, but I'm not willing to settle for less than having someone that is on that page where they can, you know, I can have an open relationship, and, you know, the things that I say and do, they're not scrutinizing who I am and why I'm doing what, you know. I think that's where
right.
the hesitation comes in, because I've changed so much.
You want to be yourself, and I think
that's
very important to keep yourself in the equation. Uranus is sitting right on your Venus right now. You're so excited about the book. You're so excited about the schooling right now. And it seems like it's serving you. All the choices you've been making, I think, are great. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Mm-hmm. I do, too. I think you're setting yourself up at a great time, especially for your career. This is a good time. Again, the writing thing is prevalent right now. So I would be working on that along with your education.
Mm-hmm.
Keep your eyes open
What did you say, Aphrodite?
Keep your eyes open for someone who is on the page for you. There's too many lineups for me to ignore it. And I just like the fact that Uranus is sitting on your Venus, so you could have an epiphany as far as someone that's very local to you. The sun's sitting on your Mars tonight, which is awesome, okay, which usually could indicate, again, you could end up in a very interesting conversation with someone who's curious, where the conversation comes easily and naturally. And Mars, now that it's direct, is going to be passing over your Neptune and Saturn in your ninth house over the next few weeks. And so this could be somebody that you actually meet at school. Okay? I don't want you to miss the opportunity. I don't think you will, because it seems like it's lining up cosmically to me.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't want to lose your goals either. You're very dedicated right now. You're very on target. But I don't think the right person is going to take you away. I think they're going to contribute.
Well, I'm out of school until like August or September till the fall, you know, and there is someone that, you know, I've been talking to, but I don't know. He reminds me of myself, you know, when I had all these guards up. You know, I feel like he's somebody that, you know, you know, I go by a lot of what I feel when I interact with people, even friends. And, you know, I'm just not feeling him. I'm just not feeling him at all.
Well, you may be his teacher more than his mate. You may be a way shower for him, because it's awakening your healing intuition. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Mm-hmm. Well, and I agree as far as... When it comes to somebody like that, and again, how you go about doing things with that Capricorn rising is you physically have to be pragmatic about it. See things, physically feel it. Those earth qualities in the rising give that physicalness to it. And if you're not feeling it, you're not feeling it. Okay, so here again, with that, you have that honor and duty to be compassionate towards them, help them out in some form, but it's really not something that I would say would be. You're going to know it. I guarantee you with that Capricorn rising, you're going to know it when it comes in front of you. Okay, so I wouldn't question that this isn't the right one, because you will know, no question about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know he isn't. That's for sure.
Okay. Then you move on to that
you're stepping in. It's so good that you're stepping in. But do keep your eyes open for the next few weeks. That's all I'm saying.
In the next few weeks?
Yeah, next few weeks. Just keep your eyes open and see what's around you. Be very much attentive to your environment.
Okay. Yeah, I'm very
attentive. Well, thank you so much for calling in tonight. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Keep us posted.
Okay.
All righty. God
Thanks.
Bless. All right. Bye-bye. I love all this Gemini energy coming in, though. It's just so full of ideas and objectivity and options for people. I'm seeing such a shift over the last few days. Have you?
Oh, yeah. You know, this week has been an interesting week in shifts for clients. I can't tell you because how many times. And I think it has to do with that Mars going direct. And I do feel that, you know, the shifts and changes upon us have really brought a lighter attitude to a lot of people.
Absolutely. All right, my next one's a 111 number. Let's go for that.
Okay.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can we help you?
It's Deanna. I didn't know I was coming through as a 111.
You're coming in as a 111, but we snagged you.
I'm so glad. No, my phone is about to go. There's no memory, et cetera, et cetera. I lose my calls. In any event, I didn't think it was me. So let me go, make myself comfortable. I'm so glad that you're okay, Jackie, because at the beginning of the show, I was wondering how you were. Yeah, because I forgot what saying busy. That you got tornadoes over there. And I'm saying, oh, my gosh, what am I going to do? I guess I'm going to call and see if you answer the phone, you know, because her voice was great. You could tell that she was worried, too, because you had not been in touch. So first and foremost, welcome back.
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks. So what did you want us to look at tonight, Deanna?
Well, I think about the topic of the week, about the water trine, since I am water and it's sort of affecting me. And since this is a really big week for me, I need to get a letter out, make, you know, an appeal before the competent authority and have the person listen and do it well enough that they read it and understand. So
it looks really good to me. It looks really good to me.
Yeah.
Saturn's backing up closer to your sun. And Chiron, which is part of the Grand Trine, is opposing your Saturn in Virgo, which means the person probably will look it over very much completely. And so I feel that this Grand Trine is complimenting you very, very well. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree. It's time to write that letter.
Yeah.
It really is. It's, you know, again, because Saturn is retrograde, it might take some time for a response, but I'll tell you what, you get that letter out today, you know, this week, and I think you're really going to be happy with the results that come back to you. It may take a little bit of time, but this is the time to get the recognition, okay? And I am going to suggest the day that you do that, put it in the mail at 11 o'clock.
I'm going to have to take it in because I'm afraid of... I think I'm going to have to come in either Tuesday or Wednesday to, you know, to their office and bring it in person because this is a legal matter and there's always the window of opportunity. I don't want it to close.
And
you know.
Do it at 11 a.m. in the morning when you get there.
Okay.
Right around 11 a.m., bring it in. Either way, whichever way you want, you know, bring it in at 11 o'clock. And I think you'll find the results will be much more in your favor.
Wednesday is the day that there is a hearing, or at least that this judge has hearings. And even because I cannot be heard on that day, I want to bring it in. But I tend to falter. You know, I mean, I have wonderful sentences, even good paragraphs. But when it comes to putting the whole thing together, it flops. You know, I lose interest, intention. They start getting lost in the labyrinth of all the words and the extensive story. So I know I'm a writer, but I'm not a writer like for a book because you have to make chapters when you're in a book, right? You have to say goodbyes to some characters if it's a novel, or to some ideas if it is nonfiction, and start again, and so on and so forth. And the letter is not like a book.
Right, but Deanna, I'm going to encourage you, when you do go there, okay, to deliver this, call in your holy guardian angel. When you call them, and they'll always come, you have to tell them what you need. Tell them that you need to be able to express yourself in such a way to bring you the peace beyond understanding, and they will help you. They will help you.
I saw something the other day on the internet, on YouTube. It was like an incantation to call forth the angel, and I liked it, and I've been sort of listening to it, if not voicing it myself, because I believe that's how we all began when we didn't have schools and books and letters, pencils and papers. That's how we began to communicate, right? With incantations to the invisible presences. They were present, but we did not see them. So, yeah, I thank you so much. It's always a pleasure to speak to you, and I'm really happy that you're home safe, Jackie. And please do talk to us, your dialogue in between you before you finish the show, because we are going to be missing it otherwise for an entire week. So your ideas on what's happening in the heavens. And a friend of mine is going to be listening, and she's got a PhD in metaphysics. She's also Spanish from, you know, my home country. And also a wonderful person, very knowledgeable. So she'll be listening either now or in archives. I already sent her the link. But I do like to hear you speak and compare your viewpoints.
Aw, thanks.
Thank you so much.
Thank
you so much. So do you want me to leave you on hold?
Your family. Yes, please.
Okay, I'll leave you on hold, hon. God bless.
Yes.
She's such a sweetheart.
Oh, she is.
She's gone through such a long process. God bless her. Ready for the next one?
Okay.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can we help you?
Hey, ladies. It's Keita. How are you?
Great. How you doing tonight?
I am fine. Need a little cupcake in my life, but I'm fine.
Cupcake.
I'm like, after this, I'm going to go get a cupcake. So I have... some questions. I have a couple of transits coming up, and I just needed kind of some information on how to decipher them and what that means. Money in my life has looked really crazy, and I'm just like, okay, I wonder if this means that things are going to open up. So I just wanted to see if you guys could help me with that. Just look at my chart, and I'll share with you what they are. I don't know if you need me to tell you, if you're going to look. I don't know.
I've got her birth information. Do you offer that?
Yes, I do. Now, are you still living in Cambridge?
Yes, unfortunately.
I thought so. Okay.
And I'm going to tell you this, because Jupiter is transiting through your first house and will be going into your second house of personal finances, I want to say in July. Would that be correct, Aphrodite? Middle of July?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Well, actually, it's like the third week of July.
Okay. She's better at the exact dates than I am. The third week of July, it goes in there, and that's really when I think your financial situation is going to make the shift for the better. Jupiter always brings such great benefits to you, and it's brought you a great deal of luck in your day-to-day routine as far as what's been going on to where things have been clearing up, and now it's going to clear up the financial situation. So I think it's just ahead that your finances are going to be better.
Okay.
Now, you're going to have some false clues, okay, because what's happening is Mercury is getting ready to go retrograde on the 8th of June. It's going to be retrograde until, I think, it's the 2nd of July. So because of that, there can be more than one opportunity that comes in, and you might feel a little bit of confusion because Mercury is going to be transiting your 12th house. So allow yourself to rest on your truth, like meditate on the matter. Go to the mental movies of the day to clarify, okay? Because Mercury is going to be off and on trining your moon in Libra, whereas Jacqueline said you're going to be able to balance out your finances, balance out your security, your home space, all of that through this transit. But don't jump. Wait everything. Be objective, because more than one opportunity can be knocking at your door, okay?
So you're saying coming soon. This is happening.
Coming soon.
Yes.
Okay.
You're looking at a strong six-week cycle here, very strong six-week cycle, because Jupiter's also going to be passing over your Mars before the end of July. And Mars is all about work and service and your sincere dedication to what you want to do. And that's all important.
So when you have, like, a Jupiter opposition, like, I know that I have a Jupiter opposition sun later in the summer, and I know that I have a Jupiter opposition Venus, like, early in September. Does that mean that because it's opposing, it's, like, forming a square?
No, or it's an opposition. It's an opposition. Is what it is. It's a beautiful thing for Libras. We love oppositions because they're a balancing act, okay? What they do is they show which side you need to work on, which side you need to let go of. It's balancing you out. And with that Jupiter, it will balance you out with what you love. And, whatever is not working for you will work for you. Again, it's like a barbell. Is what it looks like, okay? So if you work it like a barbell, if you raise, if you do it with both arms and you work it equally, it works really well. It's when you throw one side off balance that it doesn't work well. So it's a rebalancing is what it is. So it's good for you.
Okay.
The way I look at that, when you have an opposition, especially with Jupiter, it's a planet of good fortune and abundance. And it's opposing your sun and Venus. So when it moves into opposition, opportunity is going to present itself. And you have the option to either embrace it or push it away if it's not what you really love. Because your sun and Venus are so close together in the heavens when you were born, Kita. So this is going to be wonderful for you because you're going to be able to see into it with your own natural intuition.
Okay. So it's a matter of bringing... I guess, and you said resting on your truth earlier.
Yes.
It's a time where you're resting.
Your intellect with your intuition for the best possible results in order to stabilize your security. And that's what you're looking to do right now. And Saturn is backing up onto Uranus, so it's going to almost seem, I want to say, surreal. Because you're going to say, wow, after all the hard work I did, it's finally here. I can't believe it. Which is really kind of fun when you think about it.
Okay, so it's a matter of bringing things, materializing things.
Yeah, you got a lot of good lineups going on right now.
Well, thank you, ladies. I appreciate it. Now off to this cupcake. Thank you so much.
All right, have the cupcake.
Enjoy your cupcake.
I definitely will. Thank you.
All right, sweet night. All right, bye. I just love it when people call and they know they're that, kind of at that critical point, but they have to, like, exercise a little bit of caution and intuition. And but you were marvelous on that one, as usual. All right, you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can we help you?
Hey there. I've talked to you before. It's been a while. My name is Allison, and I do astrology as well, but I sure would like to hear another point of view.
Okay. Is your birthday 3/15/57?
Yes, it is, but I'm no longer in the town. I've since moved from the town that you probably have on record there, so I'll give you the new place if you need it.
Yes,
please.
Okay, I'll spell it for you. So Prescott, spell P like Peter, R-E-S-C-O-T-T.
Can you spell that again for me, please?
P like Peter, R-E-S-C-O-T-T.
Oh, Prescott.
What state?
Yeah.
What state?
Arizona.
All right.
Got it.
So I do astrology, and like I said, I'm really paying close attention to the transits right now, especially that Mars, but also Mercury retrograde, because I know all about Mercury retrograde. And I would like your input making a move within my town. That's really, really tricky. It's complicated by various factors. But I'm in a situation that I'd like to get out of ASAP. That Mars right there and is making, and the Mercury retrograde, of course, kind of getting in the way.
Oh, yes.
So
oh, yes, it is.
Like to, yeah. So I don't have a lot of options because I'm not working right now. And that's not my choice, but I don't have a job. So I'm not able to move into my own place, much as I would like to.
But, you know, with the part of fortune that Mars going is transiting through your fourth house of the home and your relocation, it's not the right timing either. You're going to have a roommate during that period of time. It's for your own benefit.
It's, well, the only reason I do it is because I have to financially.
I understand, but it's for
yeah.
your own benefit as far as not only financially, but understanding-wise as far as human nature is concerned. It's bringing you some kind of peace and balance
oh.
with the individuals you're living with.
Oh, not at all, no. In fact, it's quite the opposite. I live with a – I don't want to get too graphic here, I guess, but I'm living, there's one of my two roommates, no, it's the opposite effect, actually. That's why I really need to get out. I really hope to get out before that retrograde takes effect. It's really become important that I move on if I can do it in the next week. It's not
right,
balancing at all, it's the opposite.
Right, but I think you're going to have a roommate situation. That Jack has pointed out there may be a better roommate situation than what you have now. But I don't,
right.
I don't see a private residence right now for you, but I think you can make things better. And I think if you can make that switch, it's going to be a bit stressful emotionally for you. But I think you can do it because Chiron's sitting right on your Venus right now. And the Grand Trine is calling you to be with people that I want to say are also very intuitive, very spiritually oriented, okay? Even if it's dissimilar from what you practice, it's going to be better than what you have now. It's going to be better than what you have now.
So I'm not really sure what you mean, make it better. Are you talking about trying to make it better at my current situation or make it better by making a move to a more compatible, roommate situation?
If you make the move that quick, that would be good for you. But
yeah,
like you
did
say,
you, when you,
it's best if you
yeah.
can get out before the 8th of June, before that retrograde.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By June 2nd or something like that. Were you suggesting that I try to make it better where I'm living? Were you suggesting that I try to make it better by making a move? I wasn't sure what you meant by making it better.
I think it's hard for you to function in your current situation. So I think the move would facilitate opportunity. What do you think, Jack?
Interesting.
Well, and I agree. With this grand trine, I do believe there is a creative opportunity, a creative way for you to move.
Uh-huh.
So don't get me wrong. I think that you can move physically from this situation. But I also see, and what I think Afrodet was alluding to, too, as well with this, is the same thing that I see with this, is that you have to really work within. I feel there's a certain amount of resentment and frustration with anybody you're going to live with, but you're going to have to deal with other people at this point in time and find some peace and harmony within yourself as far as the roommate situation is concerned. I think you're frustrated. I think you're angry because you have to have this roommate situation instead of embracing it and saying, okay, I'm going to make the best of a bad situation and I'm going to brighten this place up because of it. So even if you don't move, I think attitude can change the whole entire situation. Remember, no matter how we look at this, this is a temporary situation. Even if you move from this place to another place, you're still in a temporary situation.
Yep.
Okay?
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Yep.
So it's a matter of time before you're going to get your own permanency. And so this is kind of a lesson or kind of an experience in learning how to let certain things go in your life and know what really is important and what really isn't important, what you should fight for And what you just should let go of is where what it comes down to.
Right, right. Yeah, and I understand that. You know, and I understand a lot about choosing one's own battles. But there has to be some, there has to be, at least in my value system, if nothing else, even if you don't like each other, even if you don't want to be around each other, even if you don't want to talk to each other, there has to be mutual respect. And when that is lacking, then that to me is a real danger zone and a red flag. I take that very seriously. I mean, I take that as a like a deal breaker.
And so it is. You have to follow your will. You have to follow your will. And if you feel that this is counterproductive to you getting yourself straightened out, you've got to make whatever necessary temporary changes you need to do.
Right, yeah. I understand it's temporary. You know, I don't want to jump from the fire, or frying pan into the fire, though, either, especially with that Mercury retrograde hanging right there. So, you know, I'm well aware of the timing is not exactly the best to make a move. You know, I get that. But I wanted to hear another astrological point of view, especially with that Mars going through my fourth house.
Exactly. And the interesting thing is, though, because of Mercury being in Gemini and in square to your sun,
right,
you're more apt to end up with two opportunities than only one as far as either work or residence. That Gemini-Mercury usually brings things in duplicate. Like both would have options and both would have blessings, but then you have to try and decide between the two, and making that decision is going to be better before it goes retrograde on the 8th.
Mm-hmm. Do you mean two options in terms of, do you mean job or residence, or do you mean two opportunities
both
in jobs and two
opportunities
in residence?
Because your sun and Mercury are in that 10th house, I
mean
both. Both.
Ah, interesting. Okay, I can see
that. Put out more feelers and look for other options and stuff. In other words, don't think, oh, if I don't take this, I'm screwed. Okay, don't do that. Instead say,
okay,
this is good, let me see what else is out there.
Right. But
and
do it before June 7th. Yeah.
This is the week
Right. It is. Absolutely. Before the 7th, I think it is. So, okay. I hear that. Thank you very much.
You're
thank
welcome.
You
God bless. Have a great night. Okay.
Thank
good
you.
Luck.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye.
It's so hard when people have planets in Virgo with Mercury going retrograde. Oh.
Yes.
I mean, this one I'm not looking forward to, Jacqueline. I'm going to be telling people, best time to call me back and give them hours, because I'm going to be playing phone tags for most of June.
Hey, it's part of the universe. You know, it was really great. You know, I read an article out of the Mountain Astrologer about Mercury retrogrades, and I think one of the reasons why they did this article is because this one is going to be a little tougher than the average one is. But, you know, it's through challenge, through that hard work and labor, and sometimes, you know, it may not be fun, but through that really comes victory. You know, and so sometimes the effort, even though it's like plunging up a mountain, really works. That retrograde really starts to clear things that have been blocking you, even though it may bring other blockages. It also clears things that have been blocking you for a long period of time. So it's a slow pace that it moves this time. And I think everybody really needs to look at that and say, okay, we're just going to dig our heels in and we're going to go in this direction. And the timing will be when it will be when you finish with it.
Exactly. So you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can we help you? You're on the air.
Hello. Oh, hello. Sorry about that. I had myself on mute.
That's fine.
This is Ross calling from Reno.
Hi. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. Birthday is 7/11/69.
And what time were you born?
4:20 a.m.
And what city were you born in?
Shreveport, Louisiana.
Shreveport.
And you're living where now?
Reno, Reno, Nevada.
Reno, Nevada. Okay. You're a long way from home, honey.
Okay. How do you spell Shreveport? I'm not finding it. I'm sorry.
Okay, it's Shreveport.
Got it. Sorry about that.
It's okay.
And your question for us tonight was, I'm sorry?
Oh, I just wanted to know how the Grand Trine was going to affect, I don't know, just want to know how the Grand Trine was.
You want good news, don't you? I can hear that,
absolutely.
Wow.
Oh, Irene, I think there's some good news for you.
Yeah, I think she's sitting pretty.
I am going to say this Mercury retrograde is going to be a little frustrating for you, okay?
Okay.
Italy, it is transiting through your first house, and it's going to go retrograde in your first house and back up. And so there is going to be a little bit of a challenge as far as communications are concerned. And you,
mm-hmm.
with that, you know, Mercury in Cancer yourself, Natalie, you know, you got a memory like you wouldn't believe. And,
yeah.
you know, and people don't remember as much as you do. People don't, that detail that you have is a gift, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so I think you're going to get a little frustrated during that period of time. However, this Grand Trine is giving you such great benefits, you know, with Jupiter right on top of your sun.
Yeah.
You got to love that
one. I love it.
You know, that's the best time for you. So luck is on your with you at this time. And this Grand Trine is really going to serve you and benefit you as far as going with those instincts, that natural Cancerian instincts with the Neptune and Scorpio, man, you got it. You know, you can feel it. Go with your instinct.
Okay.
What do you think, Aphrodite?
Well, I really like the fact that Mercury's going to retrograde in early Cancer for her because she's going to, I want to say, have an attitude of gratitude. And with Jupiter sitting on her sun, it's going to magnify all the good and bad in her life. But because she has such strong, sustaining trines, what I'm thinking here is that your neighborhood, where you live, your lifestyle, this is a time to be stepping out, girlfriend. This is a time to be stepping out.
Okay.
Making some new loyal friends and stuff like that, sharing your dreams with other people, and have them share dreams with you, even if they're different.
Okay.
Great time for that. And also, because Mercury's going to be retrograding in Gemini, and your moon and your Venus are both there, this is a time to reconnect with powerful women from your past that have been like your soul sisters, your real sisters, your best friends. It's a time to reconnect. Reconnect and get the feedback, because they're going to see how much you've grown, and you're going to see how much they've grown. It's a great time to go back to the past and say, remember how it used to be? That's better now.
Okay.
We're so glad you called in tonight.
Thank you guys so much.
All right, well, God bless you. You have a great weekend.
You too. Thanks.
All right. God bless. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, we probably have enough time to take one more.
Okay, let's do it.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can we help you?
Hi, my name is Georgiana. How are you?
Great, how are you doing?
Fantabulous, I'd say.
Okay.
Oh, ready then. I love that.
What's your birthday?
8-3-90.
And what time were you born?
I think at 5 o'clock, 5:15, something like that.
A.M. or P.M.?
P.M.
All right. And what city were you born in?
Springfield.
Illinois?
No, Massachusetts.
Okay.
Ah, my old stomping grounds.
I love New England.
I went to Springfield Technical Community College when I was very young. But it was a great experience. Where do you live now?
South Dakota.
What city?
Sioux Falls.
All right. And you had a fall. And you had a question for us today.
I was just wondering what the guides had for me, like what they have to say.
Wow.
What are you doing
you
for
are
a living?
You're so protected. Oh my God.
What?
Go
ahead. Oh, I work with plants.
Yeah.
In a greenhouse.
You're so protected. The guides love you. The brights love you. The angelics love you. You are in such good space in this chart right now.
Wow.
It's amazing. It's like they want you to just continue nurturing and stop worrying is what I'm getting. What are you getting, Jacqueline?
Oh, I so agree with that. Have faith. Okay. I think you're going in the right direction. That earth quality really serves you well. There, you know, at this point in time, you have this transformative information coming to you. I feel like because Pluto has passed over your Neptune, okay, and that comes up with some creative transformational idea as far as your work is concerned. Are you working on some kind of progressive or some kind of technique with this work that's different?
Yes. Wow.
Okay.
That's awesome.
Beautiful.
And really, yeah, I mean, at this point in time, I'm going to say that this thing's going to be blossoming really well with Jupiter in opposition of it going over your Chiron. I mean, it should really transform and change here. It should really work well for you. Continue on that, even though you may not have some of the indications that you want. They will show up is what I'm trying to say. Continue on with faith, and it'll happen.
That is so awesome. That completely resonates.
So you want to heal the world, and this might be a great time for you to be in contact with a former mentor. And I don't think you're going to actually sit with the person or see them, but you may talk on the phone, you may exchange emails. I feel that you can't really talk to them like person to person, but I see that that person is also going to feed your dream.
Wow.
So don't hesitate to make the call. You've been weighing that or getting in touch with them. Just do it. Just do it.
That sounds awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
You got it going on, girlfriend.
Thank you.
Keep
so
on that
much.
Work.
You're welcome. God
I
bless
promise.
You.
Thank you.
All right. Well, we only have a couple of minutes left, Jack. We should probably tell people where they can find us.
Okay. Well, they can find me at 772-286-2720. How about you, Aphrodite?
They can find me at 540-400-0110. And we are there for you. We love doing the show. We love serving you. And if you need more time, you need to contact us. We both do phone readings. We both, you know, record it for you, give you the support that you might need if you're going through some challenges right now. Or if you just want confirmation because your own intuition's in place. So we'll be talking to you again next week. Same time, same station. It's 6 p.m.
At 6. I promise I'll be here.
All right. God bless you.
Have a good week.
Holiday weekend. All right. Good night.
Good night.